This is KUT. There are almost a million people living in Texas who get their health insurance from the individual marketplace created by the Affordable Care Act. And the vast majority of those people get help from the federal government to pay for their plans. The current Republican bill repealing Obamacare, though, would change how much help certain people will get in the future. And as KUT's Ashley Lopez reports, it could mean fewer people will be able to afford plans from the marketplace.
Elizabeth Colvin is the director of Insure Central Texas. Since the start of the federal marketplace, her group has helped more than 22,000 people in this area sign up for health insurance.
Most of the people had not been able to get health insurance prior to the Affordable Care Act. So they were self-employed. We've also helped people who were excluded from insurance because of pre-existing conditions or the lifetime caps, and they were not eligible for health insurance.
So not only were people eligible for coverage, Obamacare subsidies attempted to offset the cost so people could afford to buy insurance. According to the Kaiser Family Foundation, almost 90% of Texans on the Obamacare market get help paying for things like premiums and deductibles. Colvin says it makes a big difference. For example, she says, take someone making $15,000 a year.
They could get a plan with a very affordable premium, but then they could have a zero deductible. And an $850 out-of-pocket maximum, which is phenomenal. That's phenomenal coverage. And that's affordable enough for someone to be able to afford it on a monthly basis and to be able to use it.
And that is what could go away under the new Senate bill aimed at repealing Obamacare. As Stacey Pogue with the left-leaning Center for Public Policy Priorities explains, poor and older people in the market are going to find it very hard to afford insurance under the Senate plan.
What the Affordable Care Act did was make it easier for people who are older or sicker to get health care, right? The people who you would expect would need health care the most got some help accessing it. And the Senate bill undoes that structure where the people who you would expect would need health care the most, people as they age, people who are the lowest income, the people who are the most vulnerable, it places health care even further out of their reach.
For example, that person making $15,000 could see a deductible of up to $6,000. And Pogue says what will most likely happen is that person will drop out of the insurance market altogether.
They're not going to buy that coverage because there's no value in paying $200 or $500 a year for coverage when the deductible is half your income.
And Pogue says those costs will just shift to other people.
You don't stop needing health care. You still show up at a hospital emergency room. And the way those costs get absorbed is by providers passing on those costs, raising costs for people with private insurance, or local property taxes. Taxpayers at the local level are picking up those costs.
And that's not to mention that according to experts, not only will people be getting less help to pay for plans under the Senate bill, but their plans will also be covering less of their actual health care. Ashley Lopez, KUT News.